His love life is talked about all over the internet. He was on Dancing with the Stars, despite not being able to dance. He once wrangled a kangaroo with his bare hands.
I did what?
He's your favorite reality TV fuckboy reformed. He can make a woman fall in love at first sight. He is Harry Jowsey, boyfriend material.
Welcome back, you saucy little minxes. This is Boyfriend Material with your boy, Harry Jowsey, where we discuss sex. Dating, relationships, and everything in between. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode, and we're going to do the giveaway at some point, but we'll get to that later on. Anyway, let's flick a fucking nibble and get into it. All right, so it's spring. People are traveling. People are outside getting sexy and get some sunshine. And I want to tell you about a recent trip that I took to Brazil. Now, if you've never been to Brazil before, everyone is fucking gorgeous. Like, everyone's so stunning. If you go to the clubs there, everyone's out and dancing. Like, the culture is just amazing, and I had literally the best time. And everyone, all the women, everyone is beautiful. So when I went there, I was like, you know what? I probably need Cialis. If you don't know what Cialis is, it is a boner pill that me and my friends have from time to time because we think it's like funny. Like, we'll all pop them and then just hang out with hard cocks. We used to do that. We don't do that anymore because we realize it's a little bit weird. But anyway, what we do is, if you have a Cialis, we call it like God cocking someone, because your dick is literally like an iron rod. But sometimes when you want to put on a performance, you know, we've got a brand to uphold over here. And I really, like, there's some people I'm like, you know what, I have to give this everything I got. Because sometimes with Cialis, you can finish and stay hard and keep going. So you can play it off like you just sneezed and like keep going and then be like, oh my God, I can't come. That's crazy. Anyway, moving on. So when I was in Brazil, again, there was just so many amazing people and beautiful people. And there was this really famous girl that I really wanted to hook up with. And I was like, you know what? Let me absolutely blow the back out of this girl. And I thought, what a better time. There's no better time than the present to pop a Cialis. So it was actually before we were meant to be flying out back home to America. And it was the night before. And I remember popping it. Nothing happened. I didn't end up hooking up with her. Nothing went on. I was like, damn, this Cialis is like really weak because I'm not feeling freaky. Like, I'm not like just walking around like poking people's eyes out. Like, it was just normal. I'm like, damn, okay, maybe I'm immune to Cialis. Maybe that's what's going on. But anyway, I remember I was boarding the flight back to America and I was like, why is my penis getting erect while we're getting on this plane?
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. All right, guys, listen up. I have some massive news to share. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. I am beyond excited to announce my collaboration with none other than my favorite dating app, Tinder. Yes, I am on Tinder. So come match me, come fall in love, and let's run off into the sunset. Well, this isn't about me. This is about you guys. And you know, Tinder is amazing, but summer is around the corner and it's prime time to embrace your single life on Tinder. I'm talking about seizing every moment, crafting those stories that you'll be telling for years to come. And guess what? Think about the endless possibilities, just a match away. That's the magic of Tinder, my friends. And let me clue you in on a little gem that they've got. Relationship goals. It's like setting your own dating GPS, guiding you straight to the kind of connections you're after. Tinder is your ultimate wing person for it all. So what are you waiting for? It's time to go all in. Let's not let summer slip through our fingers. Grab your phone, hit that download button, and let Tinder be your ticket to the best summer yet. Trust me, you won't regret it, and we might just match and fall in love. But anyway, explore all of the possibilities for yourself. Tinder starts with a swipe.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Why is my penis getting erect while we're getting on this plane? And now the problem with like Cialis and whatever else, so, like, if you're not too familiar with Viagra and Cialis, it's not like you're just hard all the time and it doesn't go down. It's like if there's like a change of wind, you're hard. Like if you walk into a fish market and smell fish, you're hard. You're like, oh my God, this is my ex. Like there's so many situations where you're just like hard no matter what. A little bit of turbulence coming. Like it's fucking crazy. So I'm on this plane. I can fucking feel it. You know, they're serving their sashimi and whatever.
No, they didn't.
But we're in business class and we're sitting there. And I remember the plane started to take off and the vibrations really were just fucking testing me. And I was sitting there with an antenna. Like they could have used me to get satellite TV from up in the sky because this thing literally was a fucking iron pole. Now, what happens in those situations? Like, Harry, what do you do? Because like that's, you're in public. You can't really have a boner. That's really inappropriate. Especially if someone like asks me for a photo and I'm just like, hey, here's my mast. Like, you know, I don't want to get any like side angles. You got to tuck it up. But in those situations, you get really horny. that's just how it is. So I'm sitting on the plane, a little bit of turbulence, and I'm getting harder and harder. And I look over to my friend and he is sitting beside this older lady. You know, maybe she got grandkids, maybe she's got kids. I don't know, but she was great and she had so many good words to say about things. I don't think she could see that I was, you know, stiff as a fucking board, but I guess she could like really feel the energy. So we were like going back and forth on the plane. Like I wasn't close to her, so nothing could happen. None of that stuff was going on, but we were getting a little bit flirty. And the thing is with Cialis, this shit lasts like 72 fucking hours. So like, okay, it will go down for 5 seconds, but then like you'll see like a warm fucking bowl of soup and be like, oh, wow, wet and warm and be hard again. Like it's hot. It's not horrible, but it's like fun, but it's just not, it's horrible on a plane. It's fun when you're in a relationship and at home and you know, it's raining, but not on a plane. Anyway. So this is like a 17-hour like travel day. Like we're hour one from flying from Brazil to LA and there's like 2 stops on the way. So the first flight is like 14 hours, I think. Like it's pretty bizarre. So at hour one, I've already scoped out Granny and I'm already feeling freaky. But I also am like, what do I do in this situation? Like surely there's going to be like a way to go about it. So I stand up and use my like heat-seeking missile to guide me like a compass through business class of where my sausage should live for a little bit. So yeah, I make my way over to my beautiful first lady on the flight. And she doesn't know that my fucking mind is racing with scenarios of what can happen, what's going to go on. And I'm also like pulsating down there. Like he is brick hard. I don't know. I didn't clarify that enough, but he was so hard. It was insane. But here's the thing. She was so beautiful and we could make that work on land, not in a plane. And I feel like we had good energy. So obviously I can't stay there too long because number one, I'm fucking hard. And I'm number two, I'm 6'5" and I'm in everyone's way and I'm a little bit uncomfortable. So I've laid the groundwork. I've told this lady exactly, you know, what's up. I think we exchanged numbers at that point. I go back to my seat. I calm myself down. I relax. But here's the thing. Again, it's like a 17-hour fucking travel day. So we're on this plane for a long time, but I don't get a chance to talk to her up until we get off the flight. And that's kind of where shit kicks off. Again, I don't know her name. I couldn't tell you what her name is or what she looks like. I just know she dressed really fancy and she works in politics and she is a little bit older. And I also know now she has a boyfriend. so that's not very nice. That's why I stopped replying to you as well, you silly sausage. So we get off the plane. We're waiting by the carousel and we get a little bit handsy. We share a little smooch. Oh, but it was a little bit weird because again, it's in front of like all these people and my friend. So that was fucking strange. I guess I was just drunk on Cialis. Like I was so fired up. But once I left and I got a number and I'm in the Uber on the way home, I'm sitting there like, I started to sober up a little bit and I had that feeling of like when you wake up beside someone after like a big night, you're like, who the fuck is that? This is really weird. What actually happened? That's kind of how I felt, but I was fully sober and conscious the whole time. I was just like drunk on Cialis and just like feeling super freaky. So all in all, I think my biggest takeaway from this experience is I am going to be a little bit more strategic when I pop Cialis. Don't get a little bit ahead of myself. Try and jump the gun and do it before a fucking plane ride. I don't recommend that on anyone. It is just, it was the most awkward experience ever. So if you guys, if you're out there listening, or ladies, don't have Cialis before a major flight, because you're going to be stuck on a plane with a rock hard cock and embarrassment and awkwardness, and then you won't know how to shake it. And you don't want to shake it because you're probably going to come and then it's not going to go down. Anyway, if you have any embarrassing flight stories, please DM us, because I want to know. I don't want to feel alone in this situation, because I'm the only person that I know that has done that, and it's really embarrassing. So, or maybe I'll do it again. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it just for the fucking sake of it. But DM me, let me know, and don't take Cialis on a flight. All right, you naughty little possums. We're going to play a little segment on the show called If It Looks Like a Red Flag. Now, with this game, you guys submit your situations, and we're going to go through it together. So if it's a green flag, go climb that man like a tree and meet his mother. So yeah, green flag, that makes sense. If it's a red flag, you should fucking really proceed with caution, but also like block him and fuck his dad. Don't do anything. Don't have anything to do with this person. And I'm a red flag. Anyway, and then a beige flag, it means like I got no idea what I'm talking about. So just ignore what I'm saying, or just like take it as a grain of salt and go fuck him and then his friends. Anyway, so again, like whatever my opinion is on these situations, it's probably going to make it worse. So I will try my best to give you some good sounding advice. So the first scenario is he cries after you guys have sex. Now, more often than not, I've been in this situation where I've cried. I remember the first time I ever did it, I was just so upset about breaking up with my girlfriend that when I was hooking up, it was my rebound, when we were hooking up, it was like a lifelong friend, like we grew up together and we finally decided to do the deed. And we finished and I just started crying. She said, "What's wrong?" I was like, "I just love my ex-girlfriend so much that like I'm just sorry. I didn't want to do this. I'm really sad. And like I couldn't really get hard and I wasn't really into it. And I just really dug myself a hole." And I was just sitting there crying. And she's like, "Okay, cool." And we haven't really spoken ever since. And we grew up together. So like that's horrible. And I'm so sorry. Also, like post-nut clarity, that's also a thing. Was he crying? Maybe actually, let's take it a step away. Let's take a deep breath. Maybe he was crying because it was so beautiful and so amazing that it hit every little fucking nerve and tickle in his body. And he just had to let out that emotion. That's probably not what happened. It was probably more of my situation. So personally, I'd step away. Like, dude, you need therapy. You need to take a breath. And that was not good enough for anyone to cry. Ladies, you should be crying with joy after sex. It should be that good. So I'm going to give him a red flag. You should not be having sex with boys that cry after sex. You know, you've got that bomb ass fanny. You should go and fuck guys that are just going to be overwhelmed with joy and have goosebumps after sex, because that's what you deserve as well. So give him a red flag. Tell him to go to therapy. Tell him to talk to his mother. Tell him to check in with his family and tell him to go touch some grass and not have sex with anyone until he's fully healed, because that is no fun. Okay. Next one. The guy I'm talking to keeps describing himself as a nice guy. He is a fucking cunt. Look, he's a fucking sausage. If a guy is telling you they're a nice guy, 9 times out of 10, they are a piece of shit. I've met so many people that have been like, "Oh yeah, I'm not this, I'm not that." Like there was this one ex, she's like, "I would never talk poorly about you online. I would never say this." What is she going to do? Drags my fucking face through the mud online. So I'm like, it's kind of like people projecting. Like, what are you doing? You're sitting here saying you're a nice guy. You probably like fucking are a horrible person and don't like animals or something like that. Like maybe like you bite ice cream. I would give that dude a red flag. Nice guys don't say they're nice guys. Like you don't hear Elon Musk walking around saying, "Hey, I'm the richest man in the world. Suck my nuts." No, he just knows that's him and his energy reflects that. So red flag, stay away from nice guys that say they're nice guys. Be with guys that don't even say anything at all. Just be with guys that don't talk, because we're stupid. Boys suck. All right. The third and final situation is he calls his mom to introduce you guys on the first date. That, like, okay, here's my problem. I've been told many times that I am an Olympic gold medalist at love bombing, but I would never do that on a first date. my mum has seen enough and she's had enough like excitement in her life that maybe there's going to be a kid on the way and that maybe that I'm going to find the woman of my dreams. So she's drained. She's been through enough shit. She doesn't need to worry about this anymore until like the right person is there and she can actually get excited about the future, because she gets all these little relationships with my exes and then they talk and whatever else and gossip. And then I'm like, mum, you have to block her. She is the devil. Anyway, so look, you know, he could be really excited about meeting on the first date. Also, maybe he lives with his mom and he's like, hey, mom, I'm going to bring her over. Just want to let you know, like, what's going to happen. I don't know. I would personally just, that's a beige for me. It's a beige flag because I do miss my mom. I should probably call her more. Maybe I'll do that on my next date. But I think it's a beige flag because I just think that, like, just think you got to learn about each other first. Like, wait till there's a real reason to meet her mom. All right, so right now we're going to talk about pop culture and what's going on in the news. And one of the biggest things that has happened this year is Logan Paul and Nina Agdal are expecting a child, which is so fucking exciting. And as someone who knows Logan on a personal level, and he works so fucking hard, and the fact that they now have a child or on the way, I couldn't be more excited for them because they just look so happy together. But I was just thinking about, like, if I have a child somewhere, because I've had some close calls and I think I've had some like scares, because this year I was really thinking that I should probably have a kid. And I posted about it on Snapchat saying that, like, yeah, by the end of the year, I'm going to get married, have a kid. And everyone was like, why are you saying it? It's like a business decision. But for some reason, I was thinking, it'll be so much fun. You know, all my friends are having kids. They all seem happy. It seems like a lot of work. But imagine how cool that would be, because then I've always got a best friend and I don't need friends anymore. I just hang out with my little dude. He can ride Bruce and it'd be really fun. But then I was also thinking about when I was a fucking kid and in high school and I was a piece of shit. No wonder my parents fucking sent me to a different country to go to school. One of the craziest things I did as a kid was deciding to start a rock fight at leadership camp, which is not a very good like leadership quality at all. I don't know why I did it. I was just a little fucking nuisance. I'm going to put a photo up of me at that time and when I decided it'd be a good idea to start a rock fight here. So audio listeners, it's just a photo of me, skinny little brat with a Tintin shirt on and a weird little beanie. But the rock fight was crazy. It kicked off and you gotta imagine we're all on camp. We're all in tents. We're by the beach, by the ocean. And, you know, then the sun has just set. And, you know, everyone's getting a little bit restless. Everyone is not wanting to have early night. Everyone wants to fucking get up and cause a ruckus. And no better way to start that than just pick up a fucking little rock and throw it through the side of someone's tent. And we were throwing it so hard that it was actually putting holes in people's tents. Thankfully, no one got hurt. No one got, like, hit with a rock. Nothing bad like that happened. And I don't recommend throwing rocks at people. It's not a good idea. And it could lead to some serious issues. So please don't do that. But we all ended up, there was a lot of fights. Like, people did start punching each other and tackling each other. And that was pretty crazy. And actually, I don't know why it cooled off. I think one of the like teacher's pet kids, who's probably like unemployed and doing nothing right now, fuck you, ran up to get help from one of the teachers. And the teachers were drunk as fuck. Like, they were all just like drinking and passed out and like having a crazy time, which is also not very good leadership qualities. Like, brother, we're all on camp. We're all trying to be leaders here. And I've been a leader and I've started a fucking war down here. And you guys are just trashed up here. What is going on? Then actually after that, once, you know, it was the next morning and everyone was relaxed a little bit, they sent me back to school because, again, piece of shit kid. But the principal of that school locked me in her fucking office for like 7 hours with no food, no water, no bathroom breaks. No, nothing. She actually threw my fucking phone at my face when I tried to call my mom when I got her back. Like, it was the craziest thing. And I remember my parents on the other side of the call, like, so confused, thinking that I was being, like, tortured, which I kind of was. Like, when you're, like, 16, locked in a room like that, and the teacher just comes in and, like, throws a fucking phone at your head. That was the craziest thing. So, yeah, I'll never go back to that school. And they also made a plea deal with my family to not go to the news or whatever else. And so they're like, oh yeah, we're going to give you, we'll let them stay at school for another year. I think it was free. Just please don't go to the news because it was pretty fucking bad. So anyway, if you guys want me to expose that school, I'm happy to do that. But I might get sued. Fuck that school, fuck that kid, and don't fight with rocks. So anyway, I guess, I don't know if I've got a kid on the way. I'm not sure what's going on. But if there is one, I'll let you guys know. I'll have him on the podcast. We can ask him some questions and just make sure that he isn't a little fucking dweeb. Anyway, so now I'm going to answer some questions about dating, sex, and relationships that you have submitted. If you want to submit your situation, go to boyfriendmaterial.iamunwell.com. So thank you guys for writing in. There has been a lot of people that have got some serious issues that I'm going to try and help with. Okay, the first question is from Devin. She says, did I cheat on my partner? Probably. I was home alone while my partner was out of town and I had my vibrator going and I was masturbating. Oh, fuck yeah. And I was watching porn. Wow. And an ad popped up in the background for an anonymous chat. Me being super horny and in the middle of a great masturbation sesh and ended up chatting with some rando. One thing led to another, and I ended up sending him an old nude that I had on my phone. I was just so horny and in the moment, and I made an impulsive decision that I shouldn't have. I have no way of talking to this person ever again. I don't even know their name, but I've been feeling sick to my stomach about it ever since. Did I cheat on my boyfriend? Fuck you. Okay, let's do broad picture. You sent a naked photo to another man while you're in a relationship. Technically, that's fucking cheating. Technically. But like, we want to get down to the nitty gritty. Here's my thing. Like, have you got a hand free to text someone and like send photos like while you're doing your situation? Like, I don't know what you're doing, or maybe you're like twerking on it or what's going on. But I just think like, don't get carried away, because if that was my girlfriend and we're in a situation like that, she goes, hey, look, I was flicking my bean and I decided to anonymously message this guy and send him a naked photo of myself. Please forgive me. Because here's also the thing. You got to think of the other side. Is that actually the person messaging you that is being freaky on the anonymous chat line? Or is it like someone in like Scandinavia with like 10 toes? Wait, we all have 10 toes. With 11 toes and like a lizard and is like messaging a bunch of people. Like, you don't know what's going on. So I just think, like, first off, check yourself. You know, and also maybe come before you start messaging other guys online. Like, that's my decision. That's the best advice I give. Like, fucking squirt and get it out first. And then be like, hey, maybe I should message this person. But I think the best thing to do, tell your man. So say, look, I was feeling freaky. I was in between, you know, flicking the bean and playing the fucking human banjo. And I messaged this person who I don't know. It's probably a lizard in Russia. And I'm really worried. I'm really scared. I'm really sorry. And just be open and honest. If that was my girlfriend and she was like caught up in the moment, I'd be like, you know what? That's fine. No worries. Fucking never do that again. That's wild. Just like stick to the good old whatever, the source that you usually get off to. Like, again, high level, that is cheating. But like, if we go down the nitty gritty, I don't really think so. I wouldn't really care too much about it. I would just move on. Or let's get on there together. Let's find this fucking lizard. Let's get his IP address and let's pull up and see what's actually going on with him. Is he actually jerking off to all these people? Like, what is he doing? Like, has he got a hairy belly? I don't know. We should find out together. Make it a fucking mission that me and you go and fucking... Anyway, I'm getting distracted. Sorry, that's not even advice. I'm just getting excited about the thought of... I don't know. So look, Devin, I empathize with you because, you know, I've been in the moment where I've been just fucking, just absolutely stroking or choking the chicken. And I've made some like horrible plans with someone. I've promised them the world, like, hey, let's go to Greece. Let's do all this stuff. Let's get married and run away together. And then as soon as I nut, I'm just like, whoa, I hate you and I want nothing to do with you. So like, I absolutely get it. Heat of the moment, choking the chicken. You make crazy plans. So I get it. Anyway, next one. All right, this is from Brooke. I love my little Brookies. Oh. Okay, what are your thoughts on a girl taking the initiative with a guy, i.e. asking him on a date, asking for his number first? I'm an old school girl, and I would like to be pursued, but it's 2024. Do guys want that? Look, Brooke, here's the thing, and this is what I realized growing up. Like, we're all our time is limited. Like, who cares? Like, if you want someone, just go and fucking do it. Like, that's the biggest thing. The worst they can say is no. Like, I've also realized that with, like, DMing my crushes online. Like, the worst thing that they can do is say that they have a boyfriend and block me. But the second worst thing that they can do is just not reply. So like, that's the biggest thing. It's just like, I know we all want to be pursued and like feel like there's a bit of chase and stuff going on. Like we all want to feel wanted. I absolutely get that. But I think the biggest thing is like, you know what? If there's a cute guy over there, maybe he doesn't have the courage. Maybe he's got anxiety. Maybe he's got shit going on where he is too afraid to talk to anyone. So go and do it. Take that next step, because at the end of the day, you never know what that could lead to. It could be the best sex. Could be the best relationship. He could buy you a fucking Cartier iced out fucking ring or whatever else. Like, you don't know what could happen. So I get it. I think initially show interest. Then if he pursues and then whatever else, and you get that little chase and fun and you get to get freaky and do whatever you do. Maybe a little bit of role play. Maybe you could dress up as a cat. I don't know. And then he could really pursue you. You can put cheese on his ass. Anyways, go for it, Brooke. I would love if a girl pursued me. I would love if she messaged me. I would love if you hit me up. Anyway, the next one is from Avery. Shout out, Avery. Well, I've been talking to this 6 foot ginger. And why the fuck does it matter if he's ginger or not? Okay. 6 foot ginger. And he's really hot, but he keeps calling me mummy. Like legit mummy. I like him though. And the sex is fire. Yeah, I guess because he's fucking ginger. I just don't know if I can get past being called mummy. Also, I've never called him daddy once. What should I do? Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna expose myself here. I've done this. I've been the 6 foot ginger. I've been saying mummy. I've been saying crazy things. I've also got a lot of fucking issues. I don't get it. Maybe he thinks that you want it. Maybe you slipped up in a conversation where you're like, oh, you know, I love being the idea of being a mother. And he's like, okay, let me fucking play that. I think I have a breeding kink, to be honest. So like, I'm going to be open and honest with you guys. Like I can get it. I get the ginger guy. I understand the mummy situation. I just love spunking in people, especially someone that I like love and I want to have a baby with. And like, I'll be talking crazy, especially when I'm drunk. Like, oh my God, you want to be my baby mama? Rawr. I mean, yeah, like it's not good. That's probably why I'm fucking single and my ex got far away from me when I started getting drunk and talking crazy in her ear. But I get it. But I also just think, like, I know it's not for everyone. And I also have only called, like, one person mummy before. So I just think that, like, you need to have a conversation with him. Like, hey, I don't see you as a daddy. I definitely don't want to be a fucking mummy. Like, the sex is great. But, like, can we, like, switch it up for, like, something different? Like, oh, a little pumpkin. Or, like, call me little cream pie. I don't know. Like, something different that makes everyone feel good. Because, like, some words like that are mood killers. Like, I've been in situations where I've been having sex because I love to have sex, I guess. I've had too much caffeine. I've been in situations where, like, some words can really just fucking kill the mood. And there's other words, like, if a girl says, hey, I'm about to come, it's a trigger. I'm busting. I, like, cannot hold myself together. Do not say that. Just say, hey, I'm coming right now. Because with me, as soon as I hear that, I don't care if you're lying or if you're being legit, it will literally crumble me and I will, like, fold and it will ruin everyone's evening. So, like, there's that. And then, why did I say that? But, yeah, anyway, there's that. And there's obviously words that can kill the mood, like, you're in my ass and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to know. So, Avery, in conclusion, just tell him you don't want to be called mummy. Or if you really want to scare him off, you should call him his best friend's name. Really throw him off. Be like, oh, that's crazy. I don't want to be called mummy. You don't want to be called fucking Brad. So let's meet in the middle and just shut the fuck up. All right. Anyway, please let us know how that goes. And if you do have a breeding kink, definitely DM the page. All right. We got a question from Grace, or Gracie, as her actual name is written down. And I've never met a Gracie. So shout out to you, Gracie Poo. Anyway, hello, my little octopus. I'm in a situation and I don't know what to do. My brother's best friend, who I'll call George, has been tight with my family since forever. So much so that he calls my mom his stepmom. I wonder where this is going. One weekend when he was staying at our house, my brother got super drunk, so George ended up hanging out with me in my room. We spent the whole night talking and stuff. Oh my God. The next day, George decides to sleep in my room again. We're about to go to sleep when something just happens. And we start hooking up. 2 weeks later, George is back to spend the night at our house. At this point, I know he's starting to talk to a girl, but didn't care at the time because he made the first move. We fucked that night. After like 2 or 3 months, My brother and him are hanging out, and George decides to spend the night. At this point, he and that girl are full on dating and have been for over a month. George still comes on to me, and I'm obviously down because I can't help myself when he's so hot. He just comes into my room, and after my brother goes to bed and before we start hooking up, I'll ask him, are you sure you want to do this? You have a girlfriend. He's like, yeah, I still want to do this. Now, it's been a few weeks since the last time we got together, and he's still with his girlfriend. It's also hard because no one can find out since he's my brother's best friend and our families are so close. I don't know what to do in this situation. My brain is boggled. Gracie Poo, that is a really weird situation because a number of things. If he breaks your heart, then the situation is obviously going to get worse between their friendship, whatever else. If your brother finds out that, you know, his best friend was clapping your cheeks, that also hurts him. It is not a good situation wherever you go about it. My advice is he has a girlfriend. That's not good. You don't want to be with a guy that has a girlfriend because I think the saying is you lose him how you get him. So if he's cheating on his girlfriend with you and you guys get together and then you have to bring it up to your family and make it really awkward and this big thing, then he'll probably cheat on you with your other sister. So I think the best thing to do is to take a step back and just say, hey, look, this is not good for anyone. This is going to hurt mom and dad, your stepmommy. This is going to hurt my brother, and this is going to hurt me. So let's just take a step back, and you know, you guys are super close. Communication should be super easy, and I'm sure he would be absolutely okay with that because who knows what will happen in the future and if you can revisit things. But I just think you got to put that shit on ice. There's absolutely no way that this will turn out good if you guys just keep like fondling around and there's nothing like serious set in stone. So that's my advice. I think, yeah, just take a step back and protect yourself and go get a man, which isn't your brother's best friend. From Sophie, can you please make a pump up talk for going out on first dates to be listened to on the ride or the walk to the first date for the last bit of confidence? Sophie, my little sexy senorita, here's the thing. When you're going on a first date, you don't need to worry about a fucking thing. You just go in there and have fun and remember who the fuck you are. Before you go, go look in a mirror and be like, you know, I am Sophie. I am the sexy senorita and I don't give a fuck about anything else because the confidence that you have in those dates really carries it. Like it really makes you feel, it really carries the whole energy in the date. So just be in love with yourself and don't worry about these fucking guys because the right one will come and boys are silly. We're very dumb. So I think take the pressure off yourself. Take a deep breath before you get there. Don't have any expectations. Just go there and be like, you know what? This is going to be fun. We're going to have great banter or great words together. You guys don't say banter in America. We're going to have great banter, great words together. We're going to enjoy the night and also get some free food. Like, I think the biggest thing is just take the pressure off yourself and understand who the fuck you are and that there's no rush on anything. Like, this is all just a big video game and you should enjoy it. And just take it in your stride because it could be, you could be like super excited about meeting a guy and then turns out he stinks and has like terrible BO. Or you could be not excited about meeting a guy and then realize he's everything that you've ever wanted. So I think like take the pressure off because one of the biggest things in relationships is sometimes, or just in life, if one door closes, another one's going to open, but you may not know that that was the best door for you, the one that opened. So like be okay with doors closing and things opening. And also be okay with opening your legs and just having fun. I don't know if that was a good pump up, but I hope that helped. The next one is from Allison. How do I find guys to hook up with that aren't going to be flabbergasted when I ask them to return the favor after they nut? I slept with this guy recently, and after I finished him off with the A+ Gluck Gluck 9000 technique, I asked if he would finger me while I use my vibrator. Very forward, I know, but Core Daddy has taught us well. He was extremely taken back and told me that no other girl has ever asked him to do something after he's finished. He is 28. What is wrong with these guys and why do they not know how to fuck? Allison, here's the thing. You need to tell these guys they should be worried about branding because he's 28 and I don't know what brand he wants to put out there to his friends or whatever else, but if people know that he's not letting you finish, that is a silly sausage. I'm always worried about my brand in these situations. Like if I finish a little bit too quick, I have to sit there and get the job done. There's been moments where I've finished in someone and just said, fuck it, I'm going to go down on you just because I'm worried about my friend. But if you're the guy in this situation, brother, go down on her first, get it out of the way so then she finishes and everyone's happy. Because the problem is with guys, once you nut, you're kind of just like, okay, I don't want anything to do with sex. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to pass out. And your brain just goes to a different dimension. And I think that's probably why he was taken so far back. It's because his brain was like, oh no, we're done. And the issue is with guys is we feel like sex kind of stops when we're done. And I don't think that's a good habit to have, but it's kind of just like, maybe it's our hormones or what goes on after we finish. It's just like, we're fully done. Like I want to get away from you. I want to go eat some fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I want to have some water and I want to lay in bed and just relax and watch our favorite movie. I don't want to be worried about the rest of the stuff. So that's why I would look, there's so many good YouTube techniques on how to finger someone properly. And I didn't realize this until I was on tour and I was studying for the podcast. I was like, I really need to figure out the best way to finger someone because, again, I just don't want to have this bad brand out here where people are like, oh my God, he's talking about sex, but he doesn't know how to fucking finger something. So tell him to Google it. There's some incredible doctors on there that teach you the best way to go about it and to look after people. I just think that, especially having a vibrator, that is a cheat code and he shouldn't be worried about that. Like you're going to offer up a vibrator and help yourself. Like that's a cheat code. Vibrators are literally scientifically designed to help make that little bean cry and cream. So that's my advice. I just think that get him to take care of you first. And if he's not going to do that, then he's not a good man. Because once it's done for the dudes, they're kind of just like mentally checked out. There's only been a few moments where I've kind of stayed hard after I've nutted and just kept going. And I was Cialis out of my mind and I was feeling freaky. But anyway, 28, he should prioritize you and get you done first. And tell him like, hey, I'm really worried about your brand. And wouldn't it suck if my group chat heard about how you just came quick and you didn't want to finish me off? Like it's a team sport. Everyone's coming and the world would be a safer and better place if everyone was creaming everywhere. So more cream, let's inspire that dream. Alrighty.
From Madison. Hi, Harry. I have a fun story that I want your advice on.
Okay.
So I'm in college and I've been fucking around with two guys for a few months now. One of them is better in the bedroom than the other one, but he's not available most of the time because he's an athlete on campus. Last week, I was with a non-athlete, and mid-sex, he mentions that his friend is coming over to his apartment soon. We finish having sex, and I hear a knock on the door, and it's the athlete that I've been fucking. Soon after, both guys realize that I've been fucking both of them, they ask me if I want to have a threesome. That's crazy. And of course, I say yes. Now I have a threesome with them at least once a week.
What? What have you got yourself into? This is gotten out in social circles and now I'm being branded as a bit of a whore. Do you think I should say anything in social circles to make the gossip die down? Or should I just not say anything?
What? Why did you say yes? I get it. I actually do have a story. There was this one girl when I was living in New Zealand. And it was me and my best friend, Chris. And we actually lived in the same house. Like we lived with his parents and she would come over and sleep with me. And then she'd like disappear and then come over like the next night and like spend the night with Chris. And like, for some reason, she thought that we didn't know that we were all like having sex with the same person. We definitely know. So I feel like these guys 100% knew that they both were sleeping with you because people talk, like you tell your best friend everything, they tell their best friends everything, especially the person that they're fucking living with. Yeah, I've been in that situation before and I actually did it. We did end up having a threesome in a movie theater at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday at my friend's house. We called it the Pink Palace because it was just painted pink. I don't know why I just told you all those details. Their family's probably going to sue me. But we did have a threesome and that was a lot of fun. It was great. You know, threesomes are great and they're a good time. But here's the thing. This is what I don't like. I don't like people slut shaming because number one, you're in fucking college. Have fun. Like go make out with whoever. No one should give a shit. You also have to understand these people are not going to know you forever. Like a lot of my friends from college, I don't even know anymore. Like I don't even know their first names, like all their middle names. I don't know anything about people from college. So like just relax and remember that like we've only got one life and that if you want to have fun and get two sausages in you at the same time, go fucking do it. Who cares? So I think the biggest thing with these social circles, don't add fuel to the fire. Like, it's kind of like social media and stuff. Don't add fuel to the fire. Don't add to it. Don't tell people, no, this or that or whatever else. Like, you're a girl having fun in college. Like, go fucking have fun. Who cares what anyone thinks? I think just don't say anything. If you want to continue to see both the guys, then I feel like continue to do that. But I think also, like, if you feel uncomfortable having a threesome with them once a week, don't do that either. Like, that's not, you shouldn't be doing a thing that makes you feel uncomfortable. You should, like, schedule your calendar. Like, okay, athlete is being an athlete on these days, and non-athlete is playing Fortnite on these days. In between, I'm gonna see them and, like, have fun like that. But also, guys are silly, especially in college. Don't feel like you're getting used as well. Like, that's the biggest thing, because you don't want to be used, and you don't want to just be like just a talking piece, or these guys like flex that they're hooking up with you at the same time and stuff like that. Like, really protect your energy here, because, you know, you're in college and you're having fun, but guys are silly and boys are silly. So don't get taken advantage of, because I don't want that to happen. And it kind of sounds like, I know we're joking about it, kind of sounds like that maybe it has happened a little bit, but, you know, don't worry about it. Just take it in your stride. You can also, like, ghost both those guys and not talk about them, and find a different friend group and take down fucking two or three of them. So, like, just relax. College is college, and there's going to be a new rumor next week and whatever else. So, like, let them gossip, let them talk their shit, and continue to take it in your stride and get those athlete cocks. Go get dicked down by athletes, because apparently they're doing it right. This is why I could never be an athlete, because I don't fuck good enough. What? I do. So overall, don't add fuel to the fire. Don't go into that gossip stuff. And don't worry about those girls that are talking shit, because they can't even get one sausage and you're getting an athlete and a Fortnite player's sausage. So just, like, take it in your stride. You are hot. You're amazing. You're in college. You're having fun. Let your hair out. Let your titties out. Enjoy it. It's college. It is what it is. But don't be taken advantage of, and don't let guys walk all over you, because you deserve better. And just enjoy it. It's college. It's fun. And have a threesome. We should have more threesomes. I've done like 9 of them. And they get weirder and weirder the more you do them, because I'm like, why do I keep doing it with my friends? I should be, like, cool and be like, oh my God, I'm a rock star. I've got 2 girls. That's only happened once. So anyway, thank you for all your questions as well. We're always taking your submissions. So if you want to be submitted, go to boyfriendmaterial.iamunwell.com. And we love our submission people. What? Yeah, anyways, okay, I should probably end the episode now. So thank you for your questions. I love you guys. I really appreciate it. If you have any more situations or questions that you need my help on, or you just need a reaction from me, go to boyfriendmaterial.iamunwell.com and I will keep answering them. All right, my perfect little pancakes, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I know we're on our second episode. It's going to come and go quicker than I do. But if you did enjoy today's episode, if I did give you a little bit of a giggle, could you please give me 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast? Make sure you subscribe and leave a comment. I want to know what segment you enjoy the most, because I'll keep doing them if you enjoy them. Anyway, go check out Boyfriend Material on Instagram. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I will see you next week, and I can't wait. Sincerely, your boyfriend. Sincerely, soldier. Soldier boyfriend. Soldier boyfriend. What?